For pupils and parents alike, waiting for exam results can be a very stressful time. But what about when you do not get the exam result that you were expecting? Joanne has contacted the show over some issues with her daughter's recent exam results. Joanne, good morning to you.
Morning.
Good morning. So this was GCSE, right?
She was fourth year. She sat three GCSEs just before the summer. We went on holiday, we came back, and her friends went to collect the exam results. And then she rang me crying. And I was, well, what's wrong? And she said that she'd got a D in her English literature. And she said herself at the time, it's not right. So we had to wait until school started again. And then she went to the English in the head of her year. And we paid, I think it was £18, for that one paper to be remarked, and it came back as an A. It actually came back where she was a point off an A star.
How can that happen? How can they mark an exam as a D, and then actually when it is checked, it becomes an A? It becomes one point off an A star.
Yeah, absolute. You know. I'm delighted for her, and it has worked out okay for us. But I looked at the one of the other, and I thought, well, she's usually an A in that. I wonder if that, you know, if we could get that remarked. But we had missed the deadline, which I don't think that there should be a deadline now if there's a question mark over them.
I can reveal also this morning that in the AS level grades, 676 pupils have asked for their English literature papers to be remarked. 676. Now, what we're doing is we're on, this is the AS. So your story's about GCSEs. What we're doing as a program is we're asking the CCEA if that is atypical. Is that the norm for 600 odd exam papers at AS level to ask to be remarked? But let's come back and we'll bring you the response to that in a second. In your story, the deeply worrying thing about your daughter is that had you not have appealed that, she was being scored as a D student.
She was, which would have affected her. She wants to go into lower six and then upper six. So her points would not have, she wouldn't have had enough points, which would have meant she wouldn't have got into lower six. So she would have had to go a different education route through college, one of the techs.
What impact did it have on her when she received that D grade?
Absolutely. Honest to God, she was devastated. Absolutely. She was humiliated because all the girls would have been, you know, what did you get? And she was a D. And she did go into herself for the last couple of weeks, I would say in August. And then she gave me a ring one morning and said that the paper had been remarked and it came back as an A. And I was, you know, I rang the school and I asked to speak to the head of year because I thought, you know, this can't happen. And they were absolutely appalled. Absolutely appalled. And I think the principal will probably write to see you. But it's not even that. It's the children's parents that maybe don't have the money or accepting what the governing body is saying. You know, there's kids there probably with a D and their parents are like, well, you're not as, you know, next time, Nick, do better.
Well, I think the deeply worrying thing for parents this morning is that we have given the CCEA an opportunity to explain to us, look, you know, how can there be that? We're not talking about a couple of points here of a difference. So I think we all understand that if one human being marker, if one adult professional marker is looking at a paper, there may be a couple of points either side if a different person marked it, and that's life.
Yeah.
But if someone is going from a D to one or two points off an A star, that's not life. There is something wrong there. And when we give the CCEA an opportunity to come onto the programme and look, explain it to us, help us even understand in broad brushstrokes. Do you know what we got back?
No.
CCA cannot comment on an individual student's grades, full stop. And then the next couple of sentences, next three sentences, don't tell us anything about how you can go from a D to an A. They say, however, CCEA's inquiry about results service is an integral part of our quality assurance of the marking of examinations. It ensures that any school or student that has a concern about the marking of their examination paper has the opportunity to have it reviewed. A student's grade may go up or down. So nothing from the examination body's response there to help us understand how on earth can it go from a D to an A? How many other D students are actually A students in Northern Ireland? Was there something specific about this case which means that other parents shouldn't worry? For those parents at GCSE, English Literature, in this year, the same marker that marked your daughter's paper, were there other mistakes made by that marker? Has the CCEA reviewed that specific person's results? Have parents, any parents who got grades B or indeed C or indeed grade D in English Literature, should they all ask for their papers to be reviewed? Because we're getting very little back here from the CCEA this morning.
Well, I mean, my concern would be for, you know, myself. She told me, I just thought, well, you know, you'll have to do better next year. And in actual fact, it wasn't the child's fault. You know, and I looked at her, I don't bother getting it remarked. But she was adamant herself to do it, and she did it. And she was delighted, absolutely delighted, crying on the phone. But the head of year just could not believe it. He did say that they had submitted quite a few papers, and they had come back just with a few marks that had went up, but nothing as drastic as this.
What would you advise other parents of GCSE English Literature?
I would say go to SEA. There should not be a deadline. There's obviously an error somewhere. Remove the deadline and have the papers remarked. The only risk is marking it down. And that's the only risk. I know people that have had results. They were maybe a C and that's come back as a D. So it's a risk you take. But I certainly don't have any confidence in them.
Have you been given any explanation by the CCEA as to how your daughter's grades went from a D to an A?
No. We are just waiting for the paper to come back. The school's waiting for it to come back to see what went wrong. But we have had nothing, no. As I say, it has worked out, you know, okay for her. But I keep thinking they're going to come back and change it for a day again.
And on that day, and this is important, and this is not just, look, an abstract story in terms of, look, all's well that ends well. What we need to remember here is when that initial grade result comes out, you've got a child that may have worked incredibly hard, and your daughter must have done to get that grade.
She did.
And what it must feel like to be told you're a D student.
She was, honest to goodness, she was absolutely devastated, humiliated because of the peers. And she did go into herself for a couple of weeks. She's great now. She's, you know, she's got an A in it, which it did work out okay. But to be honest, I wouldn't trust Thea.
Well, that's a big thing to say now. Is that fair?
Well, you know, if someone's interpretation is...
We did also ask them to come on to the programme and they won't do so. So once again, yes, they've given us a statement. I'm going to read other bits of their statement now. But look, what I would just urge them this morning is, you know, a human voice would be really helpful in this type of situation. And in the context of you as a parent, and I'm trying to defend them this morning, but you're saying you wouldn't trust them. Now, that's possibly over the top. But I just wish that there was someone sitting opposite me here this morning to say, well, look, here's how you can trust us and here's why and here's how much we care. And they won't come in.
If they had have cared, they would have been on the show. You know, if they had have been interested in it, and giving the party line isn't just, you know, it's not acceptable. This could have changed my child's education pathway.
And are you telling me there's been no explanation?
None at all. Just she got the result and that was it. There was nothing at all. So we are waiting on the paper coming back.
Do they not have to tell you?
I'm not sure, to be honest. It's the first time that we've ever actually come up against GCSEs. And these were her first three that she's ever done. So I'm not really sure what they do. You know, I'm not sure if they're obliged to tell you. But obviously not.
I think journalistically, the question that's staring us in the face this morning, and again, to be fair to CCA, we need to go back to them, but this is a question absolutely in the public interest this morning for GCSE students. The individual who marked your daughter as a grade D, mm-hmm. when actually it was a grade A mm-hmm. and nearly an A star, is that individual's other papers being reviewed as a matter of course? It's an obvious question.
Yeah. You would question that marker. She was obviously sleeping, or he was obviously sleeping when he did it.
And will that marker be allowed to mark again?
I know. And they are paid for it as well.
And why is there not something in the system that at least gives a parent some type of explanation?
You know, that's something for Sia to answer. You know, I just submit the paper and got it back and that's it. Nothing has come back from them. No paper has come back as yet. And she knew probably the last week in September.
What do you think should happen now? This is possibly an isolated case, by the way.
Yeah. But, you know, if it hadn't have happened to me, she was adamant that it was an A. She was adamant that she knew it inside out and that we were, okay, her dad and I were like, right, let's get it remarked. If not, you know, I'm from the old school. They can't get it wrong. You can't, you know, that's what they're there for. They're there to assure it and assure that the mark is correct.
How much does it cost to have papers remarked?
We got our refund last week and it was £18.45.
You see, there's a class issue in this too.
Absolutely.
Because that amount of money to some parents, they simply don't have it.
Absolutely. And I agree.
You know, I'm wondering this morning, this is the first time I've looked at this whole subject area. You know, I'm wondering this morning how fair it actually is for there to be a charge put on the remarking of a paper, because £18 to some families, they do not have it.
Yeah, and there are parents out there that don't have the money and are accepting the English literature grade as it stands because they don't have the money. You do get it back, obviously, if there has been an error. You do get the £18 back. But, you know, £18 for a lot of people is a lot of money.
Here's Paul this morning. Morning to you, Paul.
Morning, Stephen.
Go ahead,
Stephen,
Paul.
We're not maybe in the same boat, and maybe it's sour grapes on our part. But my nephew was doing his A-levels, and he needed a grade A in one subject, and he got 3 marks off a grade A. He got a grade B. We sent the paper back for remarking, and I come back with 2 marks added to it. So he was still a grade B, 1 mark away from a grade A. Prevented him getting into Queen's University, where he wanted to do law. But, I mean, 1 mark, I mean, anybody would have conjured a mark up if necessary in a situation like that, but...
Well, they shouldn't be conjuring, to be fair to them, they shouldn't be conjuring anything, should they?
Well, probably not, but I'm sure it was worth 1 mark somewhere. But the fact is also, it was more than £18 to get the thing remarked. But the point is, to his teachers, they're a bit flabbergasted as to why he's on a grade B and not a grade A. But you don't appear to have any recourse at that once they've remarked it and said, well, that's what the mark is, that's it. And they don't give you reasons as to what it is.
Have you seen the paper? Has the paper been sent to you?
Oh, yes, we have a copy of the paper. Oh, yes, we have it.
And have the teachers in his school seen it?
Oh, yes, and they're sort of saying, well, we think it was worth more than that, but what can you do? What can you do? It's a school you know very well, too.
We go on then to, and stay there for me, if you would, Joanne, because we then move. Your pupil was GCSE. No explanation from Sia this morning whatsoever. Nothing as to how a student marked as a grade D was actually an A grade student. Nothing from them about it today. And what we're going to do, Joanne, you're entitled to see that paper, correct?
I am, yes.
So what we're going to do is, if you will share that paper with us when you get it.
Okay.
In the absence of Sia being prepared to talk about how on earth this can happen, in order to reassure other parents, then we will get that paper professionally looked at.
Okay.
And let's see if there are any circumstances which could explain this. We then move on to the AS level, English literature. So we have learned that, as I said this morning, 676 requests for review of marking were received from AS English literature students across all units. And we asked of those remarked papers how many had their grades raised and how many had their grades lowered on review. And Sia have told us, at this stage, it's not possible to provide final values as the review of marking process is not completed. Sia can provide the full data at the end of October. We asked, is Sia conducting a review of how AS English literature papers were marked? And Sia has told us, as with all AS subjects, Sia reviews examiner marking during and at the end of the exams process. Sia has robust processes for training, supervising and checking examiners' marking. Now, listening to this is the former school principal, Michelle Markham. Michelle, good morning to you.
Good morning, Stephen.
What do you think here?
Well, first of all, it's very distressing for the pupil concerned and the parents. And from that point of view, I'm really glad for the child whose mark moved from the D to the A. And what that reveals to me is a complete confidence in that child's ability to perform at the higher level, which persuaded parents to appeal the mark. Just in answer to some of Joanne's queries on it, it may be that that was one child, her child, who got a D when expected an A, and the rest of the class got the expected marks, in which case it may simply be a clerical error where marks were, failed to be counted, and on review it was found that a section had not been counted in.
But is the parent not entitled to at least that information?
Well, I think and hope that that information will come to Joanne when she gets the results back, the explanation.
But she's got the results.
Did she not say that she was getting a review?
No, she's got, Joanne, you've got the results now.
We've got the D to the A, but I don't have the paper.
Yeah. And she should be entitled to an explanation. Everybody should be. And in my experience, when there's such a discrepancy in marks, it's usually a clerical error where marks have failed to be counted or a section has been unmarked accidentally. And there's no excuse for any of that at all. And it can affect, as that other gentleman said, at times a child's chance, a young person's chance of entry to university if the remark is not done sufficiently quickly to allow the offer to stand from the university. But there are all sorts of complexities here, Stephen. And to go back to your question about how can it be that 600-odd exam results are being appealed in one particular subject.
Now, this is AS English. So let's not get the stories mixed up. One is GCSE English literature. AS English literature is where there's 600-odd request review. And we're asking CCA to tell us this morning, is that atypical or typical?
Well, I can't comment on that because only they will know that. But it's quite a large number. In one session, in one, if that's the 2017 results that are being appealed in AS English, and it's quite a large number to be appealed, and it does, to me, I sense a lack of confidence in the marking from that number of appeals It's not usual, Stephen, for, as far as I know, that there would be that block of appeals in one particular subject at AS level. And it is extremely important because the AS module grades definitely, I mean, they contribute to your overall mark at A2 for entry to university. And it's really important that young people who have completed those units are able to get on with the work this year for the next two units to complete their A level and not be worrying about having to do repeats at the end of June this coming year as well as the new unit. It's significant, and I think transparency is the name of the game here. I mean, Thea are right in one sense.
Michelle, they're not even talking in here.
Well,
they're not here to talk to the public. Now, again, let me be transparent. They have given us background briefing, so I want to be transparent about this. And they are trying to give us information. But there's a huge difference. And look, I would say this to all organisations in Northern Ireland. It's their prerogative whether they want to issue a statement or not. But there is a huge difference, the public hearing from the statutory body involved and me reading out statements from them. There's obviously a huge difference.
Well, it's about good communication and it's about honesty in how you approach things. And I'm not accusing them of being dishonest. But it's I mean, they may have an overriding fear of disclosure that's inappropriate at this point before they've finished all the procedures. But that shouldn't override the issue of maintaining confidence in what they do and in exam results that they present to schools and to parents. And that's the most important part of it, that the credibility of the exam results coming out from an exam board should be maintained. And there are issues around that, Stephen, about who marks, how experienced are markers, and there's been such an increase in the demands on the number of markers needed that, yes, younger and perhaps less experienced teachers or newly qualified teachers or people who are not actually teachers but who are still in the education system are being recruited as markers. And there may be an issue there to be looked at.
I want to try to defend Sia this morning as well. We have an example here of one case, but it is a stark case. Now, let's see what unfolds over the next few days. But at the moment, we have one case where a student has gone from a D to an A, and clearly something has gone significantly wrong there. But there is no evidence which would suggest widespread concern about the marking system. Let me make that clear. We do not have that at this point. But what we would say to you as a parent, if listening to this today, you can help us with this story, maybe your own personal experiences, your experiences of your child, 03030 80 55 55. Let me bring in John. Morning, John.
Hi, Stephen.
Go ahead, John. Tell me about your son.
He got an A in his maths, but he came back from school saying said he thinks he should go for a remark. That was for CEA as well. We had to pay £40. And I come back within 5 days. He received an A star, and there were 6.5 marks out. He was only half a mark of 100% in his GCSE maths. And we wanted to actually remark his history, but we couldn't afford to pay for another £40.
Well, and there you go. There's the big question mark again. Over this charge. Why on earth are they charging to have a paper remarked? And where is the understanding for those parents who can't afford it? You're one of them, John.
Yeah, the big thing about it that really gets to me, Stephen, when we're all talking about supporting mental health for children and everything, this is putting so much pressure on children. I know for a fact there was kids that didn't get back from his school because they didn't make the points for A-levels. When they had theirs remarked, 10 kids get back to school 4 weeks late.
No.
Starting to,
no.
Yeah. Honestly.
This year.
They started back to school at least 3 weeks to 4 weeks later.
You're telling me 10 children?
Yeah, at least 10. That's 100%.
John, my mouth is wide open. No.
Yeah. And I always thought myself, that a lady was on earlier, they're the people who marks. They're the brain. They don't get it wrong.
But well, I tell you what I want to do with you, John. In terms of those children who didn't get back into school, because of the grades they were initially given, and then they were. I want the team to talk to you behind the scenes, and we will try to bring that story on air tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
John, your son studied mathematics. This was GCSE or A-level?
GCSE. And the CEA marked it.
In mathematics, and tell me if I'm wrong here, Michelle, maybe you can help me, but in mathematics exams, is an answer, and I might be wrong, but it's an answer either right or, you know, it's not like English literature where that's subjective. In mathematics, surely an answer is either right or it's wrong.
Well, not quite, Stephen, because examiners and markers are trained to award marks for evidence of a process which may be right, even if the answer is wrong. In other words, what's called the working out in maths. So a candidate may well have carried out the correct procedure and shown that on the paper, but not necessarily completed it so accurately that they get the right answer. But they can have had elements within the answer of working out the answer which are awarded interim marks. You know, in other words, if the total mark is 10 and they have evidence of some of the procedure of working out the answer, so, they may get several marks for that. So it's not an exact yes or no.
But John, again with you, has there been an explanation given to you or indeed your child as to why your son's papers went from an A to an A star?
No, not at all. It just gave us like a printout sheet was sent. It's now changed to A star and there were 6.5 points wrong.
And there's 6.5 points, clearly it's a big deal in terms of the consequences, but is that seen as significant, the discrepancy?
Yes, because 6.5 marks could mean more. The way they work out, knowing the percentage, so half a mark could work out as in 5% type thing or 3%. I actually don't know the way they work that out, but 6.5 marks is a lot in a percentage, if you know what I mean.
And you're saying they charge £40. Surely the cost, as Joanne was telling us earlier, was £18.
No, it's £40.
That's for A-level, Stephen.
No, it's not. It's for GCSE.
£40.
I wrote the two cheques for £220, and it's £40 in total for two papers. I have the receipt. It wasn't £18, it's £20.
And you as a parent wanted your son's history exam rechecked, and they were going to charge you how much for that?
For the history exam, it was four papers. So it would have worked out £80 to do £20 per paper. I couldn't afford it, Stephen. He got a B in history, and that was it. £80, couldn't afford it, but there's four papers.
There's the class issue sitting right in front of us right now.
Yeah.
Here's the class issue right staring us in the face right now, and my blood boils when I hear of class issues in Northern Ireland. Hold on, John. Just let me remind everybody what we're talking about here. So what we're saying here is, if you're rich in Northern Ireland, you can get your child's grades reviewed. If you're a working class person and you don't have a lot of money, you can't. That option is excluded from you. How on earth is that fair?
I understand. Stephen, the thing too is, see, when you pay the £40. They take the £40 straight away, and then they're supposed to refund you if it's wrong. But they took the £40. They've never refunded it even yet. They just took the money straight away, even before they checked, you know, the results.
How long are you waiting, John?
About 2 weeks.
Are you out of the time period where you can get your son's history exam remarked?
No, we're out of the time period. Can't do the history now. It's finished.
So £80.
Yeah, and to be honest, Stephen, if it hadn't been for the teacher recommending Jack, you know, to tell us to look in for a remark, we wouldn't have bothered, because we'd have just took it for granted. Like, the people who mark knows what they're doing.
And did the teacher advise you and your son to relook at the history exam?
Did, yes. But as I'm saying, it was four papers, and it was just too expensive. But see, that's the thing I was trying to say. It's a big effect on all youngsters, wherever, mental health. You know, ones that was expecting to get back, maybe got that grade and then find out they haven't got the grade or couldn't afford it. And then I know one fella personally, he was actually got it that he wasn't getting back. And then within 2 weeks, and he got it remarked. He was back in the school.
Right. Well, I'll tell you now, we'll be looking very closely.